Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Children notoriously don't listen very well. But they never fail to imitate. So what are we demonstrating? It's not about what we say. They're going to do what we do. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. And man, that is one of my many strong reasons for doing things like consistently weight training, like consistently avoiding sugar, like consistently cleaning up after myself. There's so many things that I want my kids to do, and it's not about what I say. Isn't it so true? I mean, my kids are young. I have a 2.5-year-old and 2 almost 1.5-year-old twins, and notoriously they don't listen, but they always imitate. And that is kids. That is what children do. And you might not be a parent, but you probably do have influence over a young person that you care about. And if you're not doing it for yourself, what about what you're demonstrating that they are going to imitate? Maybe this is your kids, maybe this is your grandkids, maybe this is a niece or a nephew. But they're not going to do what you tell them to do. They're going to do what they see you do. Now, this should not be the exclusive driver of whatever change you're trying to make. One of the things that I say all the time is that it's not enough to have one reason. Even if it's a huge reason, you have to have many strong reasons. And setting an example for my kids is a huge one. And if you don't have kids yet, you don't want to have to figure this stuff out when you're also trying to care for children, because behavior change gets harder when you have a bunch of kids, because there's just more demanded of you and more on your plate and less time and less flexibility. So you want to do these things now. But I think about what I want my kids to catch from my behavior, because these things are caught, not taught. And it extends to everything. My attitude, the way I respond to people, the way I respond to frustration, how I make time to work out. I don't want them to see me saying, I didn't have time to work out today. I'm too tired to work out today. I'm too stressed to work out today. I got home late, so I can't work out today. I want them to see that that is a priority, in the same way, even more so than something like brushing my teeth. They're not going to hear or observe me saying that I don't have time to brush my teeth. What is it that you are demonstrating around food, around the way you interact with your own body, the way you interact with other people, the way you manage your finances, the way you care for your home? They're not going to listen. They're going to do what you do. Where is there an opportunity in your life today to practice doing a little better, doing more of what you say you're going to do, being more of who you say you want to be, kids or no kids? Where is there an opportunity today for you to show up as the person you say you want to be? Identify that opportunity and capitalize on it. I'll see you tomorrow.